The federal government is flatly denying any talk of an imminent challenge to the Prime Minister's leadership. Some Labour MPs are concerned that the consultations over the proposed mining super profits tax are dragging on. But none say that's translating into a leadership issue. The man leading the consultations, Resources Minister Martin Ferguson, says the talks are going well, but he won't say when the final design of the tax will be finished. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Federal government MPs awoke today to a newspaper headline claiming Julia Gillard had the numbers to mount a challenge as early as this week if she wanted to, but the rumours have been categorically dismissed.
Look, I regard this as baseless speculation.
The Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan says the government is 100% behind Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister. On Fairfax Radio, he was talking up Mr Rudd's record.
I think what we have to do is to get out there and talk about the importance of our reforms to economic prosperity. We also have to go out there and vigorously talk about our record, which is a pretty good one. I mean, the Prime Minister heads a government of an advanced economy that was kept out of recession, virtually the only advanced economy that didn't experience a recession.
And as they arrived in Canberra for the final parliamentary fortnight before the winter break, the Defence Minister John Faulkner and the Resources Minister Martin Ferguson also had strong praise.
I think Kevin Rudd is doing a terrific job as Prime Minister, and the government's getting on with its work.
Kevin Rudd will be the Prime Minister at the next election. And one of the reasons he will be the Prime Minister at the next election is because he's prepared to take on tax debates, which are very, very tough.
Privately, MPs are also dismissing the leadership speculation. As one long-serving member who says he's been through five leadership challenges put it, this one isn't on. Another told PM that while there are frustrations about the process of government and the lack of consultation with the backbench about decisions like shelving the emissions trading scheme, it's not translating into a push for change at the top. Wayne Swan doesn't accept the criticism of the cabinet process.
I think we've got the normal cabinet processes that governments have used since time immemorial. They apply in this government as they apply in any other governments. But look, from time to time, the going gets tough. And when the going gets tough, you get some of this baseless speculation.
But there is backbench concern that the government needs to finalise the negotiations about the resources tax so MPs know what they're meant to be selling. As one told PM, the government is getting bogged down in the issue, which is preventing it from focusing on its other achievements like personal tax cuts and its overhaul of the health system. The Resources Minister Martin Ferguson says he wants the final design of the super profits tax bedded down soon, and he says the consultations are going well.
On a confidential basis, the last week to 10 days since we received the first report of the consultation panel, I've been able to have some very serious private discussion with these companies, and they have been very constructive in nature. I will continue those discussions over the course of the near future.
A coalition of union, social service and environmental groups have decided to add their voice to the debate, issuing a statement in support of the tax. The ACTU Secretary, Jeff Lawrence, says the mining industry's campaign has been hysterical and out of proportion.
You know, the important thing is that there's a balanced debate, that there's information out there, and I don't think there's been enough information out there so far that's actually pointing out the fact that, that this tax will be to the benefit of the country and won't actually ultimately be to the detriment of the mining industry either.
He says the group has been meeting since the Henry tax review was set up, but it is its first joint statement since the government's proposal was announced in May.
Look, I think it's an acknowledgement that certainly, you know, there's been a well-financed campaign against the tax, and there needs to be more voices out there pointing out the facts.
Another signatory to the statement, Claire Martin from the Australian Council of Social Service, says she's worried that many of the other recommendations from the Henry tax review are being lost in the debate over the mining tax.
We certainly want to see these issues not disappear. We recognise sometimes that reform to tax does take time, but we need two things: a sustainable tax base, and we need to have some sense that that is going to happen over the next, you know, let's say, be great to happen quickly, but realistically over the next 5 to 10 years.
Claire Martin from the Australian Council of Social Service, ending Naomi Woodley's report.